Yesterday was the deadline for candidates to qualify to run for U.S. Senate in this year's special election. It was expected to be a crowded field, and it's a crowded field. There are 19 names in the running, so bear with me. We'll start with the Republicans. There's Senator Luther Strange, who was appointed to the seat by former Governor Robert Bentley, former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, State Senator Tripp Pittman, Christian Coalition of Alabama President Randy Brinson, Dom Gentile and Brian Peoples, both Birmingham area businessmen, Prattville attorney Karen Hyden Jackson, Pelham doctor James Beretta, Mary Maxwell, and Joseph Brialt also qualified. That's 11 people. Jacksonville State University history professor Gordon Harvey says the Republican primary will probably come down to
Trump, God, and Robert Bentley. Who's closer to God, closer to Trump, and who's far away from Bentley?
Far away from Bentley because he resigned after allegations of an affair and pleaded guilty to ethics violations. Harvey says that could be a problem for the man Bentley appointed, Luther Strange.
Strange has the, you know, for lack of a better term, the Bentley stain all over him. And I think all the competitors in the Republican primary are going to try to hang Bentley around Luther Strange's neck.
A Virginia-based conservative super PAC has announced a $2.6 million ad buy in support of Strange, and Harvey says that gets to another theme he sees emerging. Is Washington money electing a senator, or are the people of Alabama? Now, for the Democrats, there are 8 names here. Former U.S. Attorney Doug Jones, Michael Hansen, the executive director of the environmental advocacy group GASP, marketing consultant Jason Fisher, engineer Charles Nana, Florence pastor Will Boyd, Van Caldwell, Brian McGee, and Robert Kennedy Jr. also qualified. Jacksonville State's Gordon Harvey says while the Democratic Party has some colorful candidates, Alabama is such a conservative state, the Republican primary is the election. He predicts a runoff.
At any rate, get a big box of popcorn and just sit back.
The primary election is August 15th. A runoff, if needed, would be in September. The general election is December 12th. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.